The Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, GIBA, says it has already informed the National Media Commission about its decision to go to the Supreme Court to have LI-2224 annulled following its passage by Parliament. The LI Content Standards Regulation 2015 empowers the NMC to grant content authorization to an operator or revoke same if an operator contravenes the regulations. It also seeks to promote standards by criminalizing content. Yesterday, GIBA hinted of its decision to go to court on the matter. Speaking on Behind the News, the president of GIBA, Kwesi Ajemang, said sections of the law contravenes Article 16(2)(4) of the Constitution and, if not checked, will criminalize free speech.
With this particular LI, we have issues because there are certain provisions that seem to contradict the Constitution of Ghana. And so we've drawn the attention of the NMC to it that we will be seeking constitutional interpretation at the Supreme Court.
Can you let us in?
District Assembly should be a person with...
I mean, for example, if you look at the LI regulation 3.2, it says anybody who contravenes or goes contrary to the LI, the regulation, could be fined or imprisoned. Now, if you take the constitution and you look at Article 1.6.2.4, it says no editor or publisher or operator of mass media shall be held. I mean, you can't criminalize content, so to speak. So we find a contradiction in both clauses, one in the constitution and now this LI. And as we all know, the constitution reigns supreme, so we'll be going to court on that one. Then there's the issue of the need for
Ajiman, if a broadcaster or a broadcasting house actually goes contrary to standards set, what kind of punitive measures do you want to be taken against that operator?
You could potentially, I mean, there are several things that can be put in place. We all believe and agree that there has to be some standards and then some capacity building in the industry. But we are saying, if the constitution didn't say this, then I wouldn't be talking about it. But the constitution says you can't criminalize speech. So if at the end of the day, there's a new regulation that also says that you can be fined and or be imprisoned, it's a contradiction.